is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
You know, nothing says happy birthday, Jesus, quite like being fined by your homeowners association on a daily basis because you hung lights. We had this story. In fact, we talked about it. It was in our stupid news segment a couple of days ago. Back on November the 6th, 3 weeks before Thanksgiving. How dare you? A guy named Mike Maffa down in Tampa hired a professional lighting company to come out and light his house for the holidays. Then they got a letter from the Homeowners Association. You know what? I could read the article to you, or I could just bring Mike up. He's on line five. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Dude, what is happening down there?
Dude, it's crazy. It's like World War III down here in Tampa.
Yeah, so I'm reading this. And this, by the way, this story is in the Washington Post. It is a three-page. There's a lot of words here. What the hell?
Washington Post or New York Post. I just did a Fox and Friends segment literally 30 minutes ago.
All right.
So, it's just ridiculous.
So take me back to the beginning. So how long have you lived there?
All right, so I've lived in this West Chase community since 2016.
All right, so and you should be familiar. They got rules or whatever.
Correct. They got rules. And listen, I want to be upfront with that, right? I'm definitely a rule follower. I'm a financial planner, so by nature, I follow regulations.
Sure, and you know
so
that these places.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? So, but, being that I work all day, pretty long hours during the week, I got a family of five.
Yeah.
So once I get home, it's basically game over, right? It's dinner, activities.
Understand.
Food, shower, bed, right?
Right.
So we wanted to, with all of the things going on in the world, pandemic and masks and school, this, that, we wanted to celebrate Christmas earlier because we feel like that's the time of the year where everybody, I think almost everybody, feels happy and they look forward to colder weather or snow or music and chocolate, things like that. So we decided that we wanted to get the lights done professionally just because of the time constraints and whatnot. So we do support our local business owners here in Tampa.
Sure.
Probably have been affected. So this guy, this company, has been booked for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Right. So so last year we had a book for November 6th for this year. And so we did it. The guy spent almost all day putting up the lights.
Right.
I'm sure. I don't know if you guys had the video I sent or not, but they definitely don't look egregious by any
means. I'm looking at a photograph right now that was actually in the article in color. It's beautiful. They look very, very nice. It's not garish. It's not the Griswolds.
Exactly. It's not the Griswold, kind of light your entire planet up here.
Yeah.
But anyway. So we did that, and the biggest thing was that it was for my kids, right? I have two boys and a girl. They come out, they put a big smile on their face,
sure.
They dance, they see the lights.
Right.
So that was all good. Two days later, I get a letter in the mail from the HOA.
Yeah.
Says that, if you don't take your lights down, you're going to be fined possibly $100 a day to $1,000 max in a 30-day period. So when I got the letter, I was a little disappointed and frustrated.
Let me cut you off here. Let me walk me back a little bit. What does it say in the regs? What is the day that you're, quote, supposed to be able to light your house?
Okay, so this is where it gets interesting. So, yes, according to their guidelines, it's, I think, October 1st through November 7th or 8th.
Yeah.
Then it picks up. After Thanksgiving to January 15th. So there's like an 18-day gap in the middle of November. Now, I'm thinking did they forget how to count the days of November or the rest of the days of November? So
to me,
that was astonishing. Arbitrary, right?
Yeah, very.
So technically, technically, my lights were within the range, right? November 6th, I think it was 7th or 8th.
Right.
And then, of course, then when the dead zone kicks in, now I'm out of compliance, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
So I went to the HOA.
Right.
I walked in their office. I talked to the ladies up front and, just kind of explained the situation. And they go, well, it's just the guidelines, you have to take them down. I said, well, what if I just turn the lights off?
Right?
How about that? Right. I'll give you that much. I'll turn the lights off. and then turn them on around the Thanksgiving time. They
sure,
said, no,
sure.
It's got to come down. And I said, it's not coming down. So
did they explain why there's this black zone in here that's dead space?
Absolutely no.
That's
nobody
nuts.
Could explain to me why there's a dead zone in the middle of November.
When you can't have lights on your house.
Correct. Now.
Wow.
So it, you know, to me, you know, if they dare to try and find me, that's fine. I'm not ruining the faces that are, you know, the smiles on my kids' faces. That's priceless.
Yeah.
Right now, you know, so, you know, good luck with that.
By the way, do they have like compliance people that drive around the sub, or
yes.
did somebody turn you
yes.
in?
Yes. So, you know, that I don't know. I mean, their attorney, which again, I haven't really spoken to, but seen from the different segments that they said somebody complained. I can't see. Now, you know, everybody has that person or those people in their neighborhood.
Of course, right?
So whoever wants, I just can't understand that or fathom that somebody would be a Grinch to report us. Not only that, but the HOA being the Grinch to try and potentially find me, right? For a holiday season after what we've all been through.
Yes, I have to agree that there are times when people have to be flexible, and I'll be quite honest with you. I'm surprised that they didn't come to you privately and say, hey, look,
not?
We got a complaint. Yeah. Don't hate us, but I have to voice this to you, et cetera. Let's see if we can figure this out. Nobody even wants to work this out with you. They're just – they send you a letter.
No, they're like radio silent. So I don't know if they're shocked or stunned or maybe they're that big of a Grinch that they – You know, I just haven't heard from any of them or anybody, I should say, for that matter. But the support has been fantastic. I would say across the nation, you know, between Mariah Carey, between New York, between Texas, California. I got clients that are in New Zealand, and I have a radio setting up another reporter from New Zealand because the story hit all the way over there.
Isn't that wild?
It's crazy international news.
Yeah, it is. It is, and it's an interesting subject. And look, if you've ever lived in a sub that has a CCNRs, covenants, codes, and regs, they're there for a reason. I'm not against this. I don't want to live across the street from the big purple house because you have your rights. You know, I get that. But sometimes they can be pretty heavy-handed.
Well, the other thing too is, from what I'm understanding, you know, is that these guidelines. I don't know if it was developed by the HOA in general or the developer, but they're followed and enforced by the HOA and the board. You know, so they essentially have a little too much power, I think. Right? I think it's time to get a little bit more power back to the residents in a certain degree. But I do agree that, yes, there are guidelines for a reason in certain divisions so you don't get those kind of situations with other houses.
Right.
But, again, you know, my wife, you know, is half Jewish. We celebrate both Hanukkah and Christmas just because we want to expose that to our kids.
Awesome.
To different festivities, right?
Awesome,
That being in place, they only allow 7 days for Hanukkah, 7 days for any other religious holidays such as Diwali. And 7 days after. So why does Halloween get 30 days? Why does Christmas get 30 days? Why does Thanksgiving get nothing? So now they have something else on their hands you know, that they probably didn't realize.
Well, it's going to get bigger than they thought, for sure.
Exactly. So, you know, again, the purpose of this, the premise of all this is that, you know, there's so much negativity in this world, you know.
Yes.
Let's try and create some positivity. And I think Christmas and lights and hot chocolate and, you know, create that positivity.
And whatever holiday it is that you celebrate or choose to celebrate.
Right.
But let's celebrate. That's the point.
Correct.
I agree. Yep, I agree with you. Hey, real quick before I jump off, just where does it stand right now?
Has it changed, or is that
where we are?
That's where we are.
All
the lights are still up every day. They're not coming down at all. You know, and I want to just throw this out there too, because I heard from one, I think, your producer that you guys are, I guess, a bigger radio company out by the military there. So I just want to thank our servicemen, you know, first and foremost. Thank them for their service out there. So
yeah, God bless.
Much appreciated.
How nice. Mike Maffa. Mike, we appreciate you, buddy. Right, I want to check in. I'm going to follow the story out, and maybe we'll check in again next week sometime.
Yeah, check in about a week or two.
All right, brother.
See what happens.
Good luck
to you,
man.
Guys.
Thanks. Happy holidays. There you go.